I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Now, when you were starting out as a writer, you were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
It was so outrageous you could not go any further, you know. So you had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with VIF Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And it's been a while since you've heard Are You Aware on the radio. We did our last show of 2016 at the beginning of December. And then I'm one half of Are You Aware? And my other half is actually not here. So my name is Fleur Cooper. Usually I have the dashing and charming Christian Ratcliffe sitting next to me to bring in an hour and a half of wonderful music for you. But alas, he had a work commitment. So here I am on my own talking to you guys tonight. And like I mentioned, we both had some time off over the Christmas festive break. I was in Australia. He was working around in town. And we've just made it back tonight. I won't be on the air next time we meet, but we will both be back in the chairs in March. So get ready for that. If you've never heard of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We've been on air for just over 7 years, and we profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So what that means is that we try and find musicians or artists that have a positive social justice message, and we play the song. And we talk about what philanthropic work the artist has been involved with. And you know what? Sometimes we just play a song because we like the groove and we want to highlight, you know, great, interesting music out there. And then obviously try and find out what they've been doing philanthropically. And this is all in an effort to inspire you, the listener out there, to get involved with a charity maybe of your choice through being inspired by listening to the positive social justice message or the great songs here on Are You Aware? Or maybe you just like, you know, we tell you something about one of your favorite artists and what they're doing philanthropically, and that inspires you to maybe help out with the charity of choice that your artist is involved with or your musician. And, you know, after the pretty much craziness of the last few months, it's now more than ever we need people to stand up and get involved and make the world a better place. But first up, we heard Brastronaut with their song Raven Shadow from their self-titled album Brastronaut. I'll get there in the end. That was a release from 2016. They're from Vancouver and they are a sextet formed in 2007 and have been getting great airplay as well as a pretty substantial following since 2007. So they've been around for just on 10 years. Since releasing their debut album, Old World Lies EP in 2008, the band has developed a distinctly unique sound and continues to defy genre pigeonholing, which is kind of cool. Their ability to weave together unexpected textures of clarinet, slide guitar, trumpet, noise, synthesizers, voice, and rhythms have garnered them acclaim, not only in Canada, but also around the world, including BBC. The UK's independent newspaper called the band sound a new way forward. And their latest effort was released in November, and it's their third full-length studio effort. So they're currently on tour in UK, but hopefully they will be back in Vancouver for us to listen to their wonderful sounds in the next little while. Up now, next we have Ostra, another Canadian band, this time from Toronto, Ontario, and they formed in 2009. And the band actually named the band after a band member's middle name, Ostra, which is also the name of the goddess of light in Latvian mythology. So that's pretty damn cool. In 2011, their debut album, Philip Break, was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize. Future Politics is their third studio album, and that's what we will be hearing from tonight. It is and was released in 2016 and has political themes interwoven throughout it. And I have to say, at that point, you'll hear a lot of political songs tonight. And it's funny, Christian and I have talked about apathy and a lot on this show. And one thing, you know, in our tagline, we talk about, you know, musicians taking the route of positive action over apathy. And I think in trying times, you know, what we're seeing right now in the States and in some parts of Canada and around the world, you know, this is the call to action that really galvanizes people around speaking out and, speaking up. And I've been reading a few trends lately, and people are talking about musicians are going to be more activist involved over the coming years, particularly when they understand and they acknowledge the power of their own voice. So from an Are You Aware point of view, we are all very excited about that, because obviously it's great music for us to profile, as well as a similar message to what we have going on. So science fiction and texts on capitalism, neoliberalism and climate change were hugely influential factor in the writing process of future politics. And Austra is currently on tour in the United States before heading to Europe to tour. So hopefully later in the year, we will hear them down here in Vancouver. So without further ado, this is Austra with Utopia. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Ooh. Saturday, February 11th, George Bear presents Bob Marley's Birthday Bash at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive. Come enjoy Jamaican food and refreshments and listen to the East Van All-Stars live. Get your tickets at Zulu Records, High Life Records, and Butter King.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Cherry Glazer. Told you I'd be with the guy. from Apocalyptic, which is pretty damn sexy song, I have to tell you. They are a fantastic band from California that formed in 2013. And within one year of performing together, they had been hired to perform at the South by Southwest festival in late 2014. Their first album was released in 2014 on Burger Records, and the album Apocalyptic was just released last month on January 20th, so it's fresh off the press. They last November they actually played a show in LA in support of Planned Parenthood and NRDC. Now, it's funny, ever since I don't want to say his name, we'll just call him 45, came into power, people have been supporting Planned Parenthood and all these great organizations around the country. So again, in a time of adversity, people really are showing that they are stepping up. So it is awesome to see. Now, the NRDC is the Natural Resources Defense Council in New York City, and it's based in New York City, and it's a non-profit international environmental advocacy group with offices in New York, Washington, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Montana, Beijing, China, and Bozeman. Planned Parenthood, obviously, is a non-profit organization that provides reproductive health services both in the United States and globally. So really great to see this new up-and-coming band already putting their money where their mouth is and supporting these great organizations. So the Planned Parenthood's funding has been threatened by the new Republican government. So it's fantastic to see that I think within the first couple of days of 45 coming into power, $20,000 worth of donations had happened or had been given to Planned Parenthood. And a bunch, I remember, in Mike Pence's name. So you know, however you can support these organizations, it really goes a long way. And it doesn't have to be money. Great organizations around Vancouver are always looking for volunteers as well. So if you can't afford to give some money, maybe you can afford some time to help these really hardworking nonprofits do what they do best, which is fighting for social justice and rights for all. Now, they actually played on February 7th, Cherry Glazer, at the Cobalt. So hopefully they'll be, if you missed it that time, hopefully they'll be coming back in, sooner rather than later. And then in the middle there, we had Louise Burns with her song Dig from her album Young Mopes. Now, she's a Canadian singer-songwriter. Young Mopes was actually released this year. So again, we're just giving you all the great hits that have already come out this year, and it's only month two of 2017. She's a former member of Lilix, and she released her debut album as a solo artist in 2011 called Melodrama. And the album was actually named on the long-listed nominee for the 2011 Polaris Music Prize. Her second album, The Midnight Mass, was released in 2013. She played a benefit for Tibet for a Tibet show at UBC Thunderbird Arena in late 2015. Other musicians on the bill included Chaos, Matt Brevner, and The Zolas as well, another great local band, The Zolas. And 100% of the event proceeds went to supporting the Vancouver chapter of the Tibetan Resettlement Project. And I can't believe it's 2017 and the Tibetan people, we're still having to fight for the rights of the Tibetan people. But here we are. But we can't give up the fight. Tibetan Resettlement Project is a humanitarian initiative by His Holiness the Dalai Lama to resettle 1,000 displaced Tibetans to Canada. And the project reached out to Tibetans living in the most impoverished refugee camps in a region of northern Indian that borders Tibet. So great stuff from Louise Burns and Cherry Glazer, supporting organizations and causes that mean a lot to them. Well, we're going to keep the music going. We've got the Avalanches from my neck of the woods in Australia. They have a new album out last year called Wildflower. Now, you probably know them best from Since I Left You, which was a huge hit for them. They've been around they were formed in Melbourne and have been around since 1997. So this is their 20th anniversary, which is insane because I remember when Since I Left You came out. As well, they've got some really great live and recorded DJ sets as well, other than just Since I Left You, which was released in 2000. So it was a while ago now. It was a critical and commercial success, receiving multiple awards, and has been considered one of the best Australian albums of all time, and the best albums of the 2000s, which is pretty cool. It was followed up by this year by Wildflower, so which has been in production since at least 2005. So a labor of love. I don't know if you guys ever listened to Malcolm Gladwell's podcast, but he did a great podcast called Revisionist History. He's done a lot of great podcasts around revisionist history, but one was talking about inspiration and how there's two types of inspiration. Something can come to someone really quickly. For example, I know that Bob Dylan wrote some of his songs in 5 minutes, whereas sometimes, you know, songs take, or whatever your creativity takes, a long while. And the example he used was Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah that lasted... It took about 5 years to write. So in that vein, Wildflower has been in production since 2005. So obviously they're taking their time, making sure that it is to their liking. They have initially played live using samplers, analog keyboards, bass guitars, drum kits, and theremin. And their setup more recently has included 4 turntables, a percussion stand, and a battery of MDI-controlled special effects. They also played the Tibetan Freedom Concert in Sydney, and that was a name given to a series of rock festivals that were held in North America, Europe, and Asia in 96 to support Tibetan independence. And they were originally organized by the Beastie Boys and the Milarepa Fund. So without further ado, let's hear the Avalanches, Because I'm Me, from their album Wildflower. It's been a long time coming, but it's a goodie. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
The Rango jacket, ball slang glow, Bronx is only Django. Snappy, a golfer star, but that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, frank it. I should not tie this tie to a better log. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black paint on the Chevy.
Bye. Tony. Listen to my tone, you ain't catching you a Tony. A war when they walk, when you running with a shotty. Why you running from us? Why you messing with us? We ain't got no guns, we just let the bears witness. The grizzly, maybe polar. You ain't ready, ready, roll up. Pull up a machete, cut the bamboo paper. Let's roll out, baby, loud.
I wanna deal.
Yeah.
It's right over there, man. Right over to the left. All the people. Watch the show. It's good.
The bigger insult, man. The heat.
It's coming down hard. We got to get shit together.
It's time to go left and not right. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformists, one-hitter quitters. For Tyson types, for shade figures. Let's get it together, come on, let's make it.
Gotta make it.
To make it.
To make it.
To make it.
To make something happen.
To make something happen.
To make something happen.
Let's make something happen.
Word to Viper, gonna bring it to the overlord. Drake and Cisco chilling with the gold microphone cords. And we grip our balls every time we stuntin' on tour. Cause we never bore. Responding to the ready crowds roar. And promoters try to hit us with the audible. We about our business. We not quitters, not bullshitters. We deliver, we go getters. Don't be bitter, cause we not just niggas.
Jerobe, my fire wove into different cloth. Ain't nothing forbidden. The segregate is written off. Hard to spit in the city. I'll make the spitting kicks off the fuse. In the maze, you could put your brain missing. Lost and planning for our future people. None of our people involved. Pouring handy and smearing off. The kid and cracking off and smearing off. Could quickly turn a Molotov. Molotov the spaceship door before that bitch is taking off. It always seems the poorest persons, the people forsaken. Dog the Washingtons, Jeffersons, Jacksons on the captain's log. They'd rather leave us to the greatest water poison, deli smog. Glass unblackening, it's happening. You feel it, y'all. I'd rather see we in a three by three structure with many bars. Leave us where we are so they can play among the stars. We're taking off to Mars, got the space vessels overflowing. What you think they want us there? All us niggas not.
My reputation ain't glowing, reparations ain't flowing. If you find yourself stuck in the creek, you better start rowing. Used to see the TV screen as a place I land my dream in the car stereo. Where they would promote the show, optimistic little brother with a little hope. You know,
space program for niggas, yo, you stuck here, nigga. There ain't a space program for niggas, yo, you stuck here, nigga. There ain't a space program for niggas, yo, you stuck here, nigga. There ain't a space program for niggas, yo, you stuck.
Sometimes I read the paper every day. All these happenings are secular, just happen different ways. And the president's refining her wings, she's confined with about 30 Percocets and 5 bottles of wine. Carolina, nothing finer than a black woman who climbs to the top of the state building, claiming that their flag is mine. Now people on top of people feels like we can't breathe. Put so much in this motherfucker, feel like we should leave. Put it on TV, put it in movies, put it in our face. These notions and ideas of citizens live in this space. I chuckle just like all of y'all. Absurdity, after all, takes money to get it running and money from trees don't fall. Imagine for 1 second all my people of color. Please imagine for 1 second all the people in poverty, no matter the skin tone, culture or time zone. Think the ones who got it would even think to throw you a bone? Moved you out your neighborhood, did they find you a home? Non-safer, probably no place to. Imagine if the shit was really talking about space, dude. Imagine if the shit was really talking about space, dude. Imagine if the shit was really talking about space.
Time to go left and not right. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters, for mothers and fathers and dead niggas, for non-conformers, one-hitter quitters, for Tyson types and Che figures. Let's
make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one-hitter quitters. For types and types and trade figures. Make, make, make. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one-hitter quitters. For types and types and trade figures. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one-hitter quitters. For types and types and trade figures. Make, make, make. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one-hitter quitters. For types and types and trade figures. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformers, one-hitter quitters. For types and types and trade figures. Make, make, make. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen. Let's make something happen.
A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
Oompa, loompa, doompity, doompa, I've got another puzzle for you.
Shades of epiphany, can't let it get to me. Move so differently, do it so swiftly.
ease into my style, lay mine down, king be crowned, look at me now, teaching my classes by the masses, used to gangbang, used to love the clashes, now cash is the only motivation, but not for me, G, I'm in the public relations, that's food for your daylight soul, word to the letter,
hey, woman.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was the one, the only, the legendary De La Soul with Snoop Dogg. What a fantastic song. Each year, and I can't believe I'm talking about this already, and I'm sure if Christian was here, he'd roll his eyes at me. But each year, Christian and I do our best of show at the end of the year. And it's not necessarily songs that were released in the year that we're doing our best of. Maybe it's a song that was released the year before, or maybe it was a song that was released 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We focus on the songs that really inspire us in that year, or that, you know, made a mark in that year. And I can tell you right now, that song, Pain, is going to be on my best of 2017. I love that song. It is such a great, has a great vibe to it. It's De La Soul to a T, and Snoop just sounds so smooth. And it's been so long since I've heard Snoop do something that bloomin' smooth. So if you don't know who De La Soul is, they're an American hip-hop trio formed in 1987 in Long Island, New York. So they've been around for a long time. And they've been influential through hip-hop all during that time. 3 Feet High and Rising was their influential debut released in 1989. And much of the lyrics from 3 Feet High and Rising focused on striving for peace and harmony. And that is definitely, that's something that De La Soul has always advocated for. And you can hear that throughout their music. And they've never really shied away from being able to talk about these issues and really having thought-provoking lyrics. So 3 Feet High and Rising also introduced De La Soul's concept of the D-A-I-S-Y age, in other words, Daisy age, an acronym standing for De Inner Sound, y'all. And I love that. And you can see, especially from that album, a lot of Daisy images associated with that album. So peace, love, and all that good flower power. In early 2015, I thought this was really clever, they announced plans to release a Kickstarter funding, a funded upcoming 9th studio album. So they went out to their fans and said, hey, you know, we'd really like to help your support in funding an upcoming 9th album. And you know what? It surpassed their original goal of $110,000. So they were hoping for $110,000. They surpassed it, and it was in under 10 hours. So as you can imagine, the fans were desperate to hear some new De La Soul. So with that support, they released the album and the Anonymous Nobody, which is where we heard Pain, the song from. And it was released on August 26, 2016, so just last year. The album tracks are said to be the result of multiple improvised jam sessions. And the album also features guest appearance from artists such as Damon Albarn, Little Dragon, David Byrne, and 2 Chainz, as well as obviously Snoop Dogg and a thrash of others. I literally listened to it on my friend's record player in Australia and pretty much downloaded it off iTunes the next day. I was just in love with the album. It's a great album. It's not just all hip hop. There's some real rock and roll in there, which is a bit of a divergence for De La Soul, but they do it so well. So definitely, if you haven't checked out Anonymous Nobody and the Anonymous Nobody, sorry, check it out. It's awesome. And De La Soul have been involved in a bunch of different charitable initiatives over the years, including in 2014, Small Steps Project, which is a UK charity that benefits children who live on landfills by aiming to provide immediate aid as well as long-term transitional help in getting communities out of poverty. So one of their reoccurring charity programs is the annual Celebrity Shoes Auction. And obviously celebrities have autographed and donated their own shoes for the cause. So musicians and bands such as The Strokes, Churches, Beyonce, De La Soul, obviously Debbie Harry, Bombay Bicycle Club, Art Garfunkel, and numerous more have donated shoes. So that, you know what, it's obviously the most obvious thing for musicians to be involved in is either donating a song or playing for free at a benefit concert. But over the years, we've also highlighted all the unique and individual and interesting ways that artists have been involved to support the cause and you know, using some of their celebrity in a positive and a productive way. So big props to De La Soul there for their donating some of their shoes. And I'm sure there was some really pumped fan out there that wanted their shoes that are signed. In the middle there, we heard another fantastic hip hop band that's been around for quite some time, a couple of years earlier actually than De La Soul. That is A Tribe Called Quest. They formed in 85 and are still going strong today, still releasing amazing albums with really thought-provoking lyrics and obviously standing up for what they believe in. So the song that we heard was The Space Program from their album We Got It From Here and Thank You For Your Service. And I really appreciate it as a Roald Dahl fan and a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fan to hear the late, wonderful Gene Wilder and his little bit from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the end of that song. Along with De La Soul, the group was a central part of the native tongues and enjoyed the most commercial success out of all the groups to emerge from that collective. Their group has released 5 albums between 1990 and 1998 and then disbanding later that year. And in 2006, they reunited, which is great news for everyone, and toured the United States. And they're regarded as part of that pioneer movement of alternative hip-hop music. And they've been called the most intelligent artistic rap group during the 90s. And their new album actually came out on November 11th. So that's really cool. Unfortunately, the founding member, Fife Dog, died in March 2016 before the album was completed. However, Q-Tip said that Fife Dog had left the group with the blueprint of what we had to do. And the album actually will be the group's last album, which is a little sad, but I guess, you know, they've been touring and they disbanded in a few years ago and then got back together. So I guess it's time for them to take a break. In addition to Busta Rhymes, the album features Andre's 3000, Jack White, Elton John, Talib Kweli, Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar, and Kanye West. And all of the recording sessions took place at Q-Tip's home studio in New Jersey. And there's a clear revolutionary thread running through the entire album as it addresses racism, sexism, the media, police violence, and the need to resist. So like I said at the beginning of the show, this is you know, when we're on dire times, this is when artists and musicians come together to really express their views and, you know, have a soundtrack for resistance. And we've seen that throughout history. So as a show that loves to put songs like this on, it's, you know, couldn't come at a better time for RU, where we really love it. And we will be profiling all the bands that have those political songs. And if you have a suggestion of a political song or a song that really has a positive social justice message, please reach out to us. You can contact us on Facebook at Are You Aware Radio. We have a Gmail, areyouawareradio@gmail.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on all those things. So if you have something to say, hey, you guys, you should play it, we'd love to hear from you, because we do take requests, not on air, but we do definitely take requests when people reach out. So without further ado, we're sort of shifting off the hip-hop vein for a bit, and we're going to Japan Droids and some pretty heavy face-melting music ahead of you. Japan Droids is a Canadian rock band from Vancouver, and they've been around since 2006. And they rose to prominence following the release of their debut album, Post Nothing, in 2009. And Celebration Rock was their second album, which was released to widespread critical acclaim in 2012. Between 2009 and 2013, the band has performed approximately 500 shows in 44 countries, which is awesome. They're actually going to be playing on March 20th at Vancouver's Commodore Ballroom, and the song that we've got for you is from their newest album, Near to the Wild Heart of Life. This is Northeast Southwest. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Interested in starting a project to benefit the representation or experiences of historically disadvantaged groups within the UBC community?
Apply for funding through the Equity Enhancement Fund, which supports community-based initiatives that enhance equity, diversity, inclusion, and intercultural understanding at UBC.
It's open to UBC students, faculty, and staff. The deadline is February 28, 2017.
More information can be found at equity.ubc.ca/EEF-fund.
Primitively grows, and when we go to bed, scarecrows from the far east come to eat its tender fruits. And I've thought the best way to protect our tree is by building walls, walls like unicorns. In full glory and galore, and even stronger than the walls of Jericho. But glad then, my friend, that in a few we shall reap abundantly what we always dreamt of having. Enough of the starving, just love. That is the root of all evil, but not our tree. And thank you, my friend, for trusting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. If this be the end, then so shall it be. Until we say so, nothing will move. Ah, don't worry. It's not against our morals. It's legally tender. Touch, my friend, what the whole world and whole beasts of nations desire. Power.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was The Gorillaz featuring Benjamin Clementine with their single Hallelujah Money. Now, The Gorillaz have been around for a little while. They were a virtual British band created in 1998 by Damon Albarn from Blur and Jamie Hewlett. The band consists of four animated members: 2D, who is the lead vocals and keyboard, Murdoch Nicholas, bass, guitar and vocals, Noodle, which is guitar, keyboards and backing vocals, and Russell Hobbs, drums and percussion. Obviously, these members are completely fictional and are not personas of any real-life musician involved in the project. In reality, Albarn and Jamie Hewlett are the only two musical contributors, and the music is often a collaboration between various musicians. They released their new song, Hallelujah Money, on January 19th, 2017, and they plan to release a full-length album later this year. So that's great news if you like Gorillaz. They sort of came to prevalence with their song Dirty Harry, which was a great song a few years ago. Starring in 2015 Mercury Prize winner Benjamin Clementine, it features lyrics about building walls and all-consuming desires for power. So I wonder who they're talking about there. One thing's for sure, number 45's reign for the next 4 years will inspire some pretty amazing lyrics, I'd say, in people just getting fed up with his antics. The songs marks the group's musical comeback and their first musical release since 2012, Do Ya Thing. In 2010, guerrillas actually visited Syria, giving local refugee children the chance of a lifetime through UNICEF's Refocus program. Around 20 young photographers from refugees communities in Damascus were able to meet the band and take their photographs when guerrillas rolled into town for a live show. Refocus is a grassroots organization which runs participatory photography courses for minority groups and marginalized people. Refocus puts the camera into the hands of the learners, giving them the power to depict the realities of their lives, both as individuals and as groups. They aim to improve awareness of the plight of others, create dialogue in their communities and globally, and empower the participant by building confidence, self-esteem, and hope. So really unique and cool and differing sort of charitable thing that guerrillas did. And again, refugee children, obviously we all think about, you know, them getting to a safe place and heat and hot water and food and all the necessities of life, which are really important. But also I think one thing that we forget about is just an opportunity for them to escape the harrowing conditions that they find themselves in. So I'm sure this was a lovely and welcomed escape for these children back in 2010. In the middle there, we heard Green Day, another politically charged song. I'm loving it. That song was, let me get to it, Troubled Times from their album Radio Revolution, if I remember correctly. Do I have it? Revolution Radio. Ah, see, I was back to front, but you guys got the drift. They formed again in 1986 and have been widely credited alongside fellow California punk bands Sublime, Bad Religion, and The Offspring and Rancid in popularizing and reviewing mainstream interest in punk rock in the United States. So they... They've sold over 85 million records worldwide, and they've won 5 Grammy Awards. They've also won a Tony Award with their stage adaptation of American Idiot. And they're actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015, which is pretty cool. The band's 12th studio album, Revolution Radio, was released in October 2016, so not that long ago. And it debuted at number one, their third album to do so. In November 2016, the band performed at the American Music Awards show in Los Angeles and made a political statement about the recent U.S. election by chanting "No Trump, No KK, No Fascist USA" during their song "Bang Bang." So you can always count on Green Day to really, bring up their political and. And interesting views. And can I say, at an opportunity like that at the American Music Awards, more power to them. All right. So now we've only got 15 minutes left and I've got 4 songs to get through. So why don't I stop the talking and start playing the music. The next song that I've got for you is from Jane. And the song is called Makeba, if I got it right, from her album Zanaka. And she's a French singer-songwriter born in Toulouse, France, but she's traveled the world with her father's job. And she's lived in Congo, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi before moving to Paris. So she has, obviously, when you're about to hear, she has a lot of influences from those worlds and others. The first album, Zanaka, was released in 2015 and it was certified gold in February 2016 in France. And this song is basically a homage to a South African a freedom fighter. So this is a fantastic song. If you've never heard Jane before, you're in for a treat. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Makeba, 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 la, can I get a ooh? Makeba makes my Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the Graduate School Fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that funky little number was called Oh Sheet, It's X by Thundercat from their album Apocalypse. And they're an American multi-genre bass guitarist, producer and singer from Los Angeles, California. And they actually appeared on Kendrick Lamar's critical acclaimed 2015 album To Pimp a Butterfly. In 2016, Thundercat won a Grammy for Best Rap Song Collaboration for his work on the track These Walls from Why can I hear music? For some reason I can hear music. Okay, anyway, not to worry. Dunk is their fourth studio album and it's to be released in February 24th, 2017. So very soon. They're actually playing on February 17th at Rick Shaw Theatre. And I forgot to mention that Jane is actually going to be playing on March 27th at the Biltmore Cabaret. So get along and see these great artists. So without further ado, I'm going to play you my last song for the evening. I'll be back in March. The next show that we have, we're every second Thursday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. And the next show that we've got going on is going to be in 2 weeks with Christian. So without further ado, here is the last song of the evening, Arcade Fire featuring Mavis Staples with I Give You Power. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I give you power. give you power over me. I give you power, but I gotta